Good evening. This week, Parshas Chayesara and Shabbos Mevarchim Kislev, which means that the Yom Tov of Chanukah is on its way, starting tomorrow night. Is already 30 days before Chanukah. Tonight's Chav Dalad, Mar Cheshvan. Parshas Chayesara usually is Shabbos Mevarchim. And Shabbos Mevarchim is the Shabbos that encompasses, includes all the Shabbosos of the upcoming month, including the entire month, just like Rosh Chodesh is the Rosh of the entire Chodesh. So too Shabbos Mevarchim, which is Mevarech the Chodesh, already has in this Shabbos, we already have the entire Chodesh Kislev, including Chanukah. The Yom Tov of Chanukah is a visit from another time, from another dimension, as the B'nai Yisoscha brings down from the Pinchas Koritz, and it's actually quoted in the Rokeach, that Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which we experience the revelation of the Ur HaGonuz, the light that was hidden at the beginning of creation. The Ur HaGonuz is associated with Gan Eden. That's the light of Gan Eden. That's the light that Adam HaRishon, when he was in Gan Eden, it says, used that light. According to the Medrash, 36 hours he used it. And that's why in Chanukah we have the Lamed Vav Neiros, the 36 candles of Chanukah, 36 Mesechtas of Shas, 36 hidden Tzaddikim. Kislev is Kes Lamed Vav, Kes, which means Kisei, Kisui, hidden Lamed Vav 36, the hidden light which lasted 36 hours, is revealed in Chanukah. And the Parshas Chayesara, which is the Shabbos that benches Kislev and takes us into the month of Kislev, which is the month of Chanukah, we have Gan Eden. We encounter Gan Eden here. And right at the beginning of the Parsha, we have the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. The Ma'aras HaMachpelah tells us the Zohar Chodosh, quoted by the Yalkut Ruveni and the Mekala Amukas and other Sfarim, all over, is that the Ma'aras HaMachpelah is the Pesach of Gan Eden. That's the entrance to Gan Eden. That's where the Neshamas go first on their way to Gan Eden. They enter the entranceway, which is Ma'aras HaMachpelah. So we encounter Gan Eden, or Agon is right here at the beginning of Chayesara. Avram Avinu, after all the Avodah that he did, passing the Asar and the Sionos, and the Nisoyan of this week's Parsha, which has the Solonima, the Nesivus Shalom writes that this was also in the Soyan to see if Avraham will complain. If Avraham will say anything, the fact that he had to pay so much to buy the Ma'aras HaMachpelah, which Rashi tells us in Va'era, when Moshe Rabbeinu complains, Hashem says, Chaval al da'avdin v'le mishtakhin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Rashi quotes here at the beginning of Va'era, that Hashem bemoans the loss of the Avos who did not complain when they had a right to. And Rashi brings there, Kishabikesh Avram Likbar Esora Loimatsa Kever Achakana Bedomim Merubim. He had to spend a lot of money. Same thing with Yitzchak. They contested his ownership over the wells, and Yaakov had to buy Shechem and spend a lot of money on that. And they did not question Hashem's actions. They were quiet. They didn't say anything. Like Vayidom Aharon. Avraham definitely could have asked why he had to spend so much when he was promised Eretz Yisrael. He even says to Ephron, the Bnei Ches, Ger v'toyshav anoichi imachim, I am a toyshav, I am a citizen, I have a right to the land. And especially that the Satan, as the Nesivus Shalom says, that the Satan was trying to get him to have charata. The Satan was trying to instill in him a feeling of remorse for going to the Akedah, and trying to convince him that Sarah died as a result of the Akedah. As we know, what the Svarim tell us, V'haser Satan milafoneinu me'acharenu, that there are two kinds of Yetzirah. There's the Yetzirah before a person does the mitzvah, and there's the Yetzirah after a person does the mitzvah. The Yetzirah that tries to prevent us from doing mitzvahs, and there's the Yetzirah that after we do the mitzvah, either tries to instill in us Gaiva, Yeshus, well, look how great I am, what I just performed. That Yetzirah wasn't able to instill in Avraham, as we saw in last week's parasha, Vayoshev Avraham. Avraham returns after the Akedah, it says, and he joins Eliezer and Yishmael, and they walk together, Vayakum Vayelchu Yachtov El Be'er Shov, absolute, no feeling of any yeshus at all. Avraham feels like he didn't do anything. He just walks together with the boys. He's one of the boys, walking together with Eliezer and Yishmael. So he's not affected, didn't get to his head. So the Sotan tried a different tactic. It didn't get to his head, so he's not a Balgaiva as a result, but the Sotan was trying to get Avraham to be a Tohe al Rishayna. He said he should have remorse. He should feel that what he did was the wrong thing. How could I have done such a thing? Look, Sarah died as a result. But Avraham did not. Because Avraham had Emunah, and Avraham knew that if Sarah died, that means that it was her time to die. It wasn't because of the Akedah that she died. So that's why the Slonimah says, Rashi says, the Pasuk says Shnei Chaye Sara to indicate that this was the Shnei Chaye Sara. Meaning that she wasn't supposed to die. She wasn't supposed to die any earlier than she was supposed to. This was her Zman. This was the time that she was supposed to die. So there's no reason for Avraham to have Charata for the Akedah as a result. That's what the Slonimah writes in the Sefer, Nesivos Shalom. So according to Nesivos Shalom, this was also a Nesayin. It was a Nesayin to Avraham how to react to Misas Sarah. At the same time with Kvuras Sarah, the fact that he had to spend this huge sum of money, the Arba Meis Shekel Kesef Oivel HaSoicher, even though he was promised Eretz Yisrael, and also to see what his reaction will be to the death of Sarah. So Avraham believes Shnei Chaye Sarah, she was supposed to die now anyway, and it wasn't Chas v'Shalom because of what I did. So Avraham passes this Nisayan. So according to this, there was an 11th Nisayan. This was an 11th test besides the Asara Nisayanis, which Avraham already passed. He passed the 10th Nisayan by the Akedah. He passes this Nisayan too. And therefore now is Zoycha to Gan Eden. So he encounters Gan Eden. The Pesach of Gan Eden is the Ma'ariv HaMachpelah. The Pasuk says, when it talks about Gan Eden for the first time, Vayita Hashem Elohim Gan Be'eden Mikedem. Gan Eden is associated with Kedem. Chadesh Yomenu Kekedem. Gan Eden, as Targum, is Metargum Bereshus Milakadmin. Bereshus is Kedem, the way it was at the beginning. Gan Eden is one of the items that Hashem created, it says, that were kodma la'olam. They preceded the world. Gan Eden is the bechina of Kedem. So Avraham Avinu pays Arba Meir Shekel Kesef Oyver La'Soicher for Ma'aras HaMachpelah, which is the Pesach of Gan Eden. That's why Oyver La'Soicher is begematria Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Be'Eden Mikedem. Avraham Avinu is buying the Pesach to Gan Eden, where Adam and Chava are buried, where he's going to be buried. As the Medrash says, V'el HaBokar Rotz Avram. Avram ran after the Bokar, which ran away from him, V'el HaKever Rotz Avram. It says that the ox that Avram ran after took him to the Kever. He saw the Kever of Adam and Chava, and from then on he desired that he wanted to be buried there. That's the Pesach of Gan Eden. So Avram now experiences Gan Eden when he passes all the tests. He passes the 11th test. The Emes brought down that the 10 Nisyonos, as Vasemis discusses, is Akenega, the Asara Ma'amorais, Shebohen Nivra Ha'olam. But there were really 11 Ma'amorais, because the 10 Ma'amorais, if you count Bereshus, which the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Bereshus Nami Maimer, who Bereshus is also a Maimer, it's also an utterance, even though Vayomer Lekim Yehi Or, Lecha'eru was the first Amira, says the Gemara, Bereshus Nami Maimer, who? But according to the Zohar, Vayomer Lekim Yehi Or is the first Maimer. So what's the 10th? The 10th Maimer is E'eselei Ezer Kenegdoi, where Hashem says he wants to create a shidduch for Adam and Chava, all shidduchim, E'eselei Ezer Kenegdoi. So according to that, if you put together the Gemara and the Zohar, there are really 11 Ma'amorais. So Bereshus is the 11th, because we go from Milmata L'mayla, the Arizal says we count from bottom up. So Bereshus is the 11th, which is the Bechina of Keser, Ki Yadua. There are 10 spheroids. If you count from Chabad, Chagas, Nehim. But there's Keser, which is higher than that. So Keser is the 11th. And that's why when we talk about the Aseres HaDibris, there's also really 11 Dibris, because Anoichi is not counted according to the Ramban. Anoichi is not a mitzvah. Emunah is higher than mitzvahs. So Anoichi really is not part of the Aseres HaDibros, or it is, it's higher than the Aseres HaDibros, so Yud Aleph Dibros, Yud Aleph Samamone Keteiros. So Avraham in this parasha reaches this number, the number 11, the 11th Maimer, which is Bereshis, which is Keser, which is Kedem. Bereshis, the Targum of Bereshis is Milakadmen. That's Gan Eden Mikedem. That's Yemois HaMashiach. Yemois HaMashiach, we get a taste of Gan Eden. Pesach Gan Eden, the Maaseh Machpel is only the Pesach to Gan Eden, but it's already the entrance, it's the taste of the coming Gan Eden. Chanukah, as we said before, Chanukah is a Ha'orah, as the Bnei Yisrael writes, of the Yemois HaMashiach. So Chanukah is the Pesach of Gan Eden. Chanukah is 8 days, which the Yemois HaMashiach are connected with Shmini. There are eight people, eight tzaddikim buried in the Maaseh Machpel, which is corresponding to the number 8, Shmini. It's interesting too that those who sold the Maaseh HaMachpelah to Avraham are the Bnei Ches, because this is the Bechina of Shmini. Avraham is now encountering Yemois HaMashiach and Olam Haba. Chanukah is the Ha'ora of Yemois HaMashiach and Olam Haba. A visit from another time zone. Chanukah is Yemois HaMashiach Bizman Hazeh, which is the encountering the Pesach of Gan Eden. But the parasha ends. The Chayisara ends with Yishmael. Yishmael, as we mentioned in the previous weeks, Yishmael is always trying to prevent us from reaching these Madregos. That's why it's interesting. The last of the 12 sons of Yishmael, his name was Kedma. And here the Pasuk says, Yishmael had 12 children. Nevoyos v'kedar v'ad be'el u'mifsam u'mishma v'duma u'masach adad v'seim yatur nofish v'kedma. So Yishmael also has a Kedem. And Esav also has it. The Kadmaini is Esav. Keni Knizi Kadmaini. Kadmaini is Edom, which corresponds to the Nachash HaKadmaini. So there was a Kedem, Gan Eden Mi Kedem, then there was the Nachash HaKadmaini, who as a result of the Nachash, Adam was banished from Gan Eden. By Yigoresh Esha Adam. Chet Eitz Hadas took us away from Gan Eden. Avraham and Sarah bring us closer to Gan Eden. Avraham and Sarah open up the gates of Gan Eden again, and from then on, Klal Yisrael, descendants of Avraham and Yitzchak, and Yitzchak and Rivka, the first Shidduch, which is in this week's parasha too, Samechacha Yitzircha began Eden Mikedem. We have the Shidduch here of Yitzchak and Rivka, the first Shidduch, whereby the Sheva Brachas we say the words, Kisamechacha Yitzircha began Eden Mikedem. Kicha Kicha Mizdei Ephraim. We learn out Kedushin from Zdei Ephraim here at the beginning of the parasha. Sdei Ephraim, that's the Maaseh HaMachpelah, that's Gan Eden, that's where all Zugos are rooted. Even Goyim originate from Adam and Chava. We come from Yitzchak and Rivka. So it's a totally different Shidduch. This is the Shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka now. A new Binyan. There it says also, Vayivan Hashem Elokim es Hatzeilu la'Adam, Asher lokach min ha'Adam le'isha Vayivieha el ha'Adam. It says Vayivieha. And here it says, Vayivieha Yitzchak ha'Oyhela. Alaturim and others connect the Vayivieha here to the Vayivieha by Adam, that Hashem brought Chava to Adam. And here, Yitzchak brought Rivka into Sarah's tent, Vayivieha, but the Vayivieha of Bereshis, of Adam and Chava, was Nifgam because of the Chet Eitz Hadas. The Megal Amukus writes, Vayivieha is the same Oisi, says Ve'eva, Ve'eva Oshis, Bein Echo, Ve'en Ho'isha. So from Vayivieha becomes Ve'eva, hatred. Ve'eva oshes bein lecho ve'en ha'isha. Here's the tikkun of that ve'eva, which is vayivieha Yitzchak ha'oihel, as the Arizal says, that Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and the Imahois were masake in the chet of Adam Arish, and they began the tikkun. The Avois began the tikkun for Adam, and the Imahois began the tikkun for Chava. They say even Sarah was a Gilgal of Chava, according to many. So Sarah begins the tikkun of the chet Eitz Hadas. Adam and Chava are banished from Gan Eden, Vayigoresh es HaAdam, Vayashkein Mikedem leGan Eden es HaKruvim. And here, Avraham now buys the Maaseh HaMachpelah, Arba'mayos Shekel Kesef Oivel HaSoicher, and experiences, now encounters the Pesach of Gan Eden. Gan Eden returns. Gan Eden is being once again revealed here. But Yishmael tries to prevent that. Just like today, as we see in our time, in the Golus HaAchron and Golus Yishmael. Golus Yishmael, which is, the Zohar says is the worst Golus, even worse than Golus Edom. Golus Yishmael is keneged the nesoyon of Avraham in this week's parasha. All the tests that the Avos passed, especially the 10 tests that Avraham Avinu passed, help us endure all the Goliaths. The 10th test corresponds to Ikvas of the Mashiach, Ekev Asheshama Avraham Bekoy Likiyadua. And perhaps we could say, Chazal tell us Golus Edoin. Chazal don't really talk about Golus Yishmael. Golus Yishmael is a hidden Golus. Golus Yishmael is only mentioned in Zohar. It's hinted in a few places in Medrash, but certainly Chazal always talk about the Arba Malchios. Bavel, Poras, Madai, Yavon, Edoim. Edoim is the Golus Ha'acharoin. But yet we know from Chaim Vital and from the Zohar that there's a Golus Yishmael which was added or joins together with Golus Edoim, but it's a hidden Golus. It's the Golus that comes Behesach Hadas. It's the Golus, the unexpected Golus. Like we see today, well, the terrorism and everything that we are experiencing in Golus Yishmael is totally unexpected. It's something that there's no system, there's no logic. It defies logic. And that perhaps Chazal also talk about Esen Nisyonis. They don't talk about this 11th test that we read about here at the beginning of Chayisara, where Avraham could talk, but he doesn't. He's quiet. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't complain the fact that he has to spend so much money for the kvura of Sarah. He doesn't complain that he loses Sarah. He's quiet. And kiyadua, that the Zman right before Mashiach, it says we're going to have a lot of questions like we have today. Many, many questions. We're going to have a lot to say, a lot to ask. The Nisoyan is, not that there's anything wrong with asking, but the Nisoyan over here, the past in Nisoyan, is that we have to be quiet. We have to be makabel everything and not be maharher achem midoisev shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Avraham Avinu was not. And Avraham Avinu wasn't here at the last moment, right before burying Sarah in the Maris HaMachpelah, and that'll be the Nisoyan of Golus Yishmael. That's why it says, one of the children of Yishmael, it says, he had 12 children, three of them, Umishma, Viduma, Umasa. The Yidua that there's a minute to say every Mitzvah Shabbos, psukim that only have three words. This is one of them. In the midst of the Bnei Yishmael, we have this pasuk that has only three words. It's supposed to be a skula to say the psukim that only have three words. Some even say it every day. It's brought down from the Ramban and others. So there's a letter that the Rambam wrote to the Taimanim, who were suffering at that time from the Yishmaelim. So the Rambam wrote, and others also quote, they quote others who also said the same thing. Umishma v'duma umasa, that's the segula how to combat Yishmael. Mishma means when you hear insults, people are insulting you, and the normal reaction is to respond. Duma means be quiet. Masa, endure. Don't say anything. Like the Gemara says, Hanelovin ve'enon oilvin, shoymin cherposin ve'enon meshivin, aliyem akosin ve'ayhavav k'tseis hashemesh begivurasoi. It's very difficult. Someone really berates you or insults you, and you're not going to answer. Of course you're going to answer. Well, that's the Nisoyim. Don't answer. Realize that everything comes from Hashem. As the Baal HaTanya writes, Nigeris HaKoydesh B'negeir T'kol HaKoyais Ki'ilu Oivet Avodis Koychovim. Because if a person gets angry, that means you think that person is doing something to me. Really, you have to realize it's all from Hashem. Like David HaMelech, when Shimi was cursing him, he said, Hashem Omar Loi Kalil. And he didn't respond. He didn't answer back. And that's why he was Eichet to become David Malkam Mashiach HaKiyadua. So here, umishma viduma umasa. In the time of Golus Yishmael, what's required is that we're quiet. We don't answer back. We don't talk. Shmiras hapeh. We say it every day in davening at the end of Shemayna Esrei. Lekai nitzoy l'shayni meiros fasay midaber mirma vilim kalalai nafshi sidaim. Even those who curse me, I'm quiet. I don't answer them back. Nafshi sidaim is begamatria Golus Yishmael. It's a tikkun keneged Golus Yishmael to be quiet, not to answer back. Umishma v'duma umasa. And when we don't talk back, and we're quiet, machsom lefi, we don't speak lashon hara, we metahir our mouths, then with the zeichet, what the next pasuk says, chadad v'seima yetur nafish v'keid. Chadad, which comes from the lashon, v'shinantam levanecha, Targum says, Rashi says, she'iyu divrei Torah mechudodim beficha, that Torah should be sharp in your mouth. The tema is a lashon of saying. You'll be able to say words of Torah. If you're quiet, you don't answer back those that insult you, you don't speak ill of others, you don't gossip, You don't say words you shouldn't say, whether it's nivul peh. You don't talk during davening. Umishma v'duma umasa yizaychet chadat v'teima yitur nafesh means shmiras hanefesh. Hashem will watch you, but kedema, and you'll reach that level of kedem. You'll come back to where you're supposed to. You'll reach the gan eden mikedem. So Yishmael himself, Bnei Yishmael, are trying to prevent this from happening. So in the Shemos, the Torah hints in the names of the Bnei Yishmael, the tikkun, how to deal with Yishmael. Not to fall into the trap of Yishmael, but rather Umishma v'duma umasa, and that's chus chadat v'teimi yatur nafish v'kedma. We know what the Baal HaTurim brings down here, al panei kol echov nafol, that when Yishmael falls, ba'achris hayomim, then the Eila told us Yitzchak, then Yitzchak rises, then Mashiach comes. In fact, the Haftarah this week is v'hamelech David. Malchus beis David depends on the mapola of Yishmael. When Yishmael falls, then David rises. The Lashon of the Baal HaTurim is, I believe, Ben David Matzmiach. The Amelech David, the Haftarah of Chayisara, usually, come out always, is the Amelech David Zokin Babayom, ending off with Yechia Adoni Amelech David Lo'olam, Malchus Beis David. David Melech Yisrael Chay V'Kayim. The Amelech David, right after Al Panei Kol Echov Nofol, after Yishmael falls, David rises, the Amelech David. The Maris HaMachpelah is in Chevron. Chevron is the first city where David ruled. Malchus Beis David begins in Chevron. David ruled in Chevron for 7 years and then 33 years in Yerushalayim. In fact, Chevron and Yerushalayim, it says, are connected. The Neshamah says, go through Chevron to Yerushalayim. The Tefillahs go first to Chevron and then to Yerushalayim. V'zesh Har Shemayim. So these two cities are related, they're connected, and they're both both gateways for our tefillahs, machpelah. It really is the word kfeilah, is kol peh. Tefillahs kol peh. Kol peh l'cha yoyda. Machpelah is where the tefillah of every year of kol peh, all the tefillahs that we utter with our mouths go through the ma'aras ha-machpelah. And a yid who's careful not to use his mouth when he shouldn't, such a mouth can praise Hashem, kol peh, such a mouth can daven, such a mouth can learn, and his tefillahs are niskabel, and they go through the Ma'aras HaMachpelah, which is the Pesach of Gan Eden, to Shomayim, and then the tefillahs are answered. We see that Eliezer was answered. Eliezer was zeicher that his shlichus was niskayim immediately because of his tefillah. Eliezer right away davens, and he becomes the shatchen. Eliezer, Miloshen Ezer, Esalei Ezer Kenegdoi. Eliezer is the shliach, the greatest shliach, the Eved Ne'eman, despite that he wanted that his own daughter should marry Avraham, should marry Yitzchak. Bas Hayalayla Eliezer, Ulai, Elaik Siv. And Eliezer had a lot of negias. Eliezer really would have hoped, perhaps, that this shliach is not work out, because if it doesn't work out, then he has a chance that his daughter will marry Yitzchak. But Eliezer is a shliach ne'eman, and Eliezer goes ahead with tremendous ne'eman, is that the Torah is ma'arich, the Torah, which unlike very unusual, everything is bekitzer in the Torah, here the Torah is ma'arich when it comes to the shlichus of Eliezer, which is kulei l'shem shamayim. And Eliezer was a descendant of Chum. Eliezer was a shvarz. Eliezer was from the Orer Kanaan. He was a grandson of Cush, for Cush yolad as Nimrod. Eliezer was the son of Nimrod, who was given to Avraham as a gift. So Eliezer is from the Arurim. Eliezer is an Arur. But Eliezer, because of his ne'emonis to Avraham, Eved Avraham Anoichi, Eliezer is zeicher to become a Baruch. Yotza miklal Arur leklal Baruch. Because Lavan says, Boy Baruch Hashem. Lavan, whether he realized it or not, Lavan uses the word Baruch Hashem when he's talking to Eliezer, who's an Arur, and Eliezer is no longer an Arur. Eliezer is a Baruch. And if anything, Eliezer could have said, well, now my daughter certainly could marry Avraham, because I'm not an Orer anymore. But the Shidduch was already decided. May Hashem Yotza HaDavar. And Eliezer brings Rivka back, and Eliezer brings Rivka to Yitzchak, and Eliezer is the Shliach, the Shatchan forever, the Shatchan of Yitzchak and Rivka, which all Neshamas, all Zivugim, all the Shidduchim and Klal Yisrael all originate from Yitzchak and Rivka, which the Torah juxtaposes. The Torah puts this topic right after Ma'aras HaMachpelah, right after talking about Gan Eden Mikedem, Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Eden Mikedem, the Pesach of Gan Eden, which is the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. Yishmael as the Chidor writes, the Kamana brings it in this week's parasha, that there is no nitzus. Yishmael himself was good. Yishmael died at Tzaddik, but from Yishmael himself, he says there are no geirim. You see throughout history that there's no such thing as geirim from Yishmael. There's only a few exceptions, though. The Rav Shlomi Astropolia brings down that Reish Lakish obviously was not a descendant of Yishmael, but Reish Lakish was a nitzitz of Yishmael. So says Rav Shlomi Astropolia. The Arizal also says that in Tanakh we have the famous Yisra HaYishmaeli. Who was Yisra HaYishmaeli? Yisra HaYishmaeli was a ger of Yishmael, Chazal tell us. The one time where you find a ger from Yishmael, his name was Yisra HaYishmaeli. And what was he known for? He's the one that told Doeg and said to Shaul that David is Ro'oi Lovoi Bakohol. Despite that, Doeg HaAdoim, he said that David is not, because David comes from Rus was from Ammon Umayyav, and Ammon Umayyav are disqualified, as we spoke about last week. And the response to that was, Zechorim, yes, Nekev is not. Yisra HaYishmaeli, it says, took a sword, stuck it in the ground, and he said, whoever denies this halacha of Amayni v'lay Amaynis, Mayavi v'lay Mayavis, Yidoker b'cherev. That's it. There's no way out. This is the halacha, and David is kosher lovei b'kol, and David deserves to be melech. It was a Yishmaeli, a nitzitz of Yishmael, that solidifies Malchus based David. When Avraham Avinu said, Lu Yishmael yichye lefanecha, so says Rav Shamsha Miastropolia, Avraham Avinu was mespala for Yishmael, even though from Yishmael there's nothing good. From his descendants, there's no toiv, there's no nitzitz. Yishmael's not even a yid. Yishmael was born when Avraham was Avram, not Avraham. So Yishmael's not a yid at all. But Yishmael does tshuva. Yishmael, Vayigvat says at the end of the parashah, Leinemru gviyei lebet tzadikim. But there was a nitzitz from Yishmael. This nitzitz was later nizgala in Yisra Yishmaeli, who reveals the halacha, who's the one who strengthens the halacha of Mayaviv and Mayavis, giving way for Malchus based David. And perhaps for that reason we read V'Hamelech David here, right after we read about Misas Yishmael, Al Pnei Kolech of Nofel, V'Hamelech David Zokin Babayom, which ends off with Yechi Adoni Hamelech David Lo'ayla, meaning that Malchus based David lasts. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. The other nitzitz from Yishmael brings down Rav Shamshim Yastropoli is Reish Lakish. He says, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shima, and Shimon is a similar word to Yishmael. Both the Shirish of the word is Shin Memayin, which is Shema. And he says that Reish Lakish was one of the powerhouses of Torah Shabbal Peh. Torah Shabbal Peh, Reish Lakish, together with Rabbi Yochanan, are the masters of Torah Shabbal Peh. And Reish Lakish originally was a listim. Rabbi Yochanan called him the Rav of the Listim. And when I get to Yishmael, it says, Yodai Ba'koil V'yad Koil Boy, that he was from the Listim. So Reish Lakish is the nitzitz of Yishmael. When Avraham Avinu says, Lu Yishmael Yichye Lefonecha, he says, Lu is Lamed Vav, Lamed Vav. There are 36 Masechtas of Shas. Torah Shabbal Peh has to do with the number 36, 36 Masechtas. And so does Chanukah, because Chanukah, we light 36 Neiros. Chanukah is the Yom Tif of Torah Shabbal Peh. Peh Davka. Kol Peh. And we're zoichet to Torah Shabbal Peh through Shmiras HaPeh, Umishma V'duma Umasa. Then comes Chadad V'seima, Chadad V'teima is going on Torah Shabbal Peh. With this we perhaps can understand why Yitzchak, it says that in this parasha, that Yitzchak lived in a place called Be'er Lachai Ra'i. You're familiar with this place, mentioned three times in Chumash. In Lech Lecha once and twice here in Parashas Chayesara. The Yitzchak Bami Boy Be'er Lachai Ra'i. What's Yitzchak doing in Be'er Lachai Ra'i? Be'er Lachai Ra'i is mentioned in Lech Lecha. That's where the Malach came to Hagar and told Hagar that Yishmael is going to be born. That's where the Besura concerning Leidas Yishmael is first said. Be'er Lachai Ra'i. This is the well where Hashem appears. Lachai Ra'i. Rashi brings here that he sees and we don't see him. So what's Yitzchak? And that's where Yishmael, we were told, is going to be a pera adam. V'hu yihi a pera adam. Yodai ba'koil v'yad koil boy. V'korosa shema Yishmael. Kishama Hashem el onyech. So what's Yitzchak doing in Be'er Lachai Ra'i? That's Yishmael's place. That's not Yitzchak's place. V'yitzchak bom b'boy Be'er Lachai Ra'i. So Rashi says he went there to bring Hagar to Avram Avinu. Okay, so I'll be pshat. That's why he went to Be'er Lachai Ra'i. To get Hagar, who was there, that's what she was told about Yishmael, so he brought Hagar back to Avraham, and that's Keturah at the end of the parasha.
But how do we explain, though, after Avraham passes away, it says, Vayhi achrei moysa Avraham, vayivorech elokim es Yitzchak benoi, vayeshev Yitzchak im be'er lachai roi. What's Yitzchak doing in be'er lachai? That means Yitzchak lived there, he settled there. Why would Yitzchak settle in be'er lachai roi? What's also difficult is the lashon of the pasuk is not vayeshev Yitzchak be'er lachai roi, which, if you look throughout Chumash, whenever it says that an individual lived someplace, it always says it vayeshev be'er. Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz megurei aviv. Vayeshev Yitzchak next week bigror. Vayeshev Yitzchak im be'er lachai. He lived with be'er lachai roi or near be'er lachai roi. It doesn't say he lived in be'er lachai roi, which seems to indicate that he did not live in be'er lachai roi. He lived in the vicinity of be'er lachai roi. The Medrash also says, quoted by the Sfarim, the Yitzchak bami boy, Yitzchak was coming from Gan Eden. So what was it? Was it Be'er Lachai Ro'i? Was it Gan Eden? Where's he coming from? Medrash tells us, right after the Akedah, there's no mention of Yitzchak. Vayoshev Avraham el Na'orav. What about Yitzchak? Where's he? He wasn't shechted. Al tishlach yodchel anar. Although there is an opinion that he was, but al pipshat, he certainly was not. So where was he? And then by the Levaya, there's no mention of Yitzchak either. Vayovay Avraham lispoid l'sorav el v'kaisa. By the Levaya of Sarah, Yitzchak's not mentioned. So the first time Yitzchak is mentioned is later, when Eliezer is coming back with Rivka, all of a sudden, Yitzchak bami boy be'er lachai ro'i. When Avram tells Eliezer to go find a wife for Yitzchak, there's no mention of Yitzchak either. So where was he? Tells us the Medrash, Yitzchak was in Gan Eden. Yitzchak went to Gan Eden for 3 years, right after the Akedah, until Rivka was Ru'uya l'nisuin. Where else do we find that a person should go alive to Gan Eden? Yitzchak, after the Akedah, was niskadesh, like a korban. He Pashut couldn't live in this world. We know he couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. When Avram, when Eliezer asked Avram, can I bring the chosin to see the kala? Hehoshev oshev es b'ni shama? And the answer is no. Rak es b'ni lo yisoshev shama. Yitzchak cannot leave Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak is a korban oyla. Yitzchak went to Gan Eden. So Yitzchak was zeichet to go to Gan Eden when he was alive. Unlike Adam, who was Nisgaresh from Gan Eden, Yitzchak went to Gan Eden. So Yitzchak is in Gan Eden. Avraham buys the Ma'aris HaMachpelah, which is the Pesach of Gan Eden. Yitzchak is in Gan Eden. And Yitzchak is now returning from Gan Eden. That's why the Sfarim say, it says that when she saw him, when Rivka saw him, it says, Vatisa Rivka Esayina Vatera Vatipa Me'al HaGomel. She saw the Kedusha of Gan Eden. And she said to the Eved, Miho Ish HaLozeh HaHoylech Basod LeGrosenu. What she saw was the amazing Kedusha. We find the same thing with Yaakov. When Yaakov came into Yitzchak, Yitzchak experienced Gan Eden there too. Lahabla by Esav, it was Gehenna. So Yitzchak is coming from Gan Eden. Be'er lachai roi is the makom of Yishmael. It's talk of the makom of Yishmael. But when Avram was mispalel for Yishmael, Avram was mispalel that there should be Kedusha in Yishmael too. And that Kedusha is Reish Lakish. That Kedusha is Yisra Yishmaeli. That Kedusha has to do with Torah Shabbal Peh, because Reish Lakish is from the masters of Torah Shabbal Peh. So Yitzchak went to Be'er Lachai Ro'i to make sure that that doesn't go anywhere else, that should remain in his family. Yitzchak went to Be'er Lachai Ro'i to make sure that Torah Shabbal Peh remains with Klal Yisrael, not Chas V'Shalom, but by the Bnei Yishmael. So Ataka, it goes later into Reish Lakish, but Reish Lakish, of course, is a descendant of Yitzchak. Vayeshev Yitzchak in Be'er Lachai Ro'i is Begematria Torah Shabbal Peh. Torah Shabbal Peh is compared to a Be'er. Torah is compared to a Be'er. It's a wellspring. It's a well. Be'er Mayim Chayim. In fact, that's where Reish Lakish meets Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish meets Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says, in the water. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan influences him to do tshuva. It's in the water where Reish Lakish is inspired to become the great Reish Lakish. So Yitzchak, like many tzaddikim, it says, went to different places to be mashpia on that makom, like Moshe goes to Midian, as we mentioned a different time, to be mashpia on Midian, to be machnia, the klipa of Midian. Yitzchak goes to Be'er Lachai Ro'i, to be machnia, the klipa of Yishmael, and to remove the nitzitz, the spark of Kedusha that there was in Yishmael, Torah Shabbal Peh, and make sure that it remains among Klal Yisrael. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Torah Shabbal Peh. In fact, the Rem is, Peh is 85, Peh is equal to 85. Chanukah is the 85th day of the year. It's counting from Rosh Hashanah. Chof Hei Kislev is day number Pei Hei, the day of Peh. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Torah Shabbal Peh. It's not written in Torah Shabbat Ksav, unlike Purim, which is part of Tanakh. Chanukah is Torah Shabbal Peh.
you do what they say, my Chanukah, the Tanu Rabbanan. What's Chanukah? Tanu Rabbanan. Chanukah is Tanu Rabbanan, it's Torah Shebaal Peh. The Lamed Vav Neiro is connected to the Lamed Vav Masechtas, that one is Gala on Chanukah. Chayasara, Parshas Chayasara is the Parsha that brings us into Gan Eden, Pesach of Gan Eden. Yitzchak returns from Gan Eden. Yitzchak brings the Kedusha of Gan Eden into this world. Yitzchak goes into a different world and he comes back and he brings it with him. Just like Chanukah is from the future and it comes back. Chanukah is a different time zone that we experience during the year. We experience Yemos HaMashiach. We experience Gan Eden during the 8 days of Chanukah. Kislev is Mazel Keshes Ki Yodua. Every Chodesh has a Mazel. Kislev is Keshes. Keshes is also the Mazel of Yishmael. Vayihi Roive Kashos. Yishmael is Keshes the Klipa. Kislev is Mazel Keshes, which Keshes, as we know, is Tefillah. Becharbi uvekashti. Keshes Bakoshosi. Keshes is Tefillah. Keshes is Rosh Hashanah. Shema Koil Tachanu Neinu. Tefillah is compared to a bow and arrow, which has to be aimed precisely. A person has to aim, he has to daven with kavana, so that the tefillah should hit the mark like an arrow. That's why tefillah is compared to a keshes, and through tefillah we're going to be mevatel the klipa of Yishmael. Chanukah is the yomtiv of the mapola of the umos. According to Beis Shammai, we light the Chanukah candles in decrease mode, keneged porei hachag, as the Gemara says in Shabbos. The porei hachag, there were 70 bulls, 35, it says, represented Yishmael, and 35 represented Edom. So Chanukah is a zman mesugel to be zeicha for the mapola of Edom and Yishmael. Edom, it says, Esav will fall through Mashiach ben Yosef. Yosef is sitnai shal Esav. Yishmael will fall through Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben David, va'olav yotzitz nizrei, oivav al bishboishes, is referring to Yishmael. And the Olav Yotzitz Nizrei Malchus Beis David, Mashiach ben David, will rise over the fall of Yishmael. Al Panei Kol Echav Nofal, which is the Gematria Dor Acharon. The last generation is going to experience the Tzoros of Yishmael. The last generation in the Schus of Torah Shebaal Peh, and in the Schus of Umishma Veduma Umasa, which is V'Nafshi Sidoim, V'Lamakalalai Nafshi Sidoim, Shmiras HaPeh, will be Zeicha to overpower Yishmael. We find the Yishma'elim have a tremendous presence by Ma'aras HaMachpelah, you know. There are a few Mekaymas, a few places in Eretz Yisrael where the Yishma'elim have tremendous presence. One of them is Ma'aras HaMachpelah, Shechem, and Mokum HaMikdash, the three places that the Medrash says that the Goyim can never say belongs to them. That's where they are. The Ma'aras HaMachpelah was bought by Avraham. The Torah testifies that he paid Arba Meir Shekel Kesef Oivar LaSeicher. Shechem was bought by Yaakov Avinu for Meir Ksita. And the Makom HaMikdash was bought by David from Aravna HaYavusi. He collected gold from every shevet and bought it from Aravna HaYavusi. And yet these three Mekaymas is where they are. Like the Orla, that's Machasa al HaPeiri, the Klipa that's covering over the Peiri. Yishmael is trying to prevent this Pechina of Kedem from being revealed. Vokedma. Vokedma is Begematria Bechofei Bekislev. Chofei Kislev, which is Chanukah. Chanukah is the Gemar HaChsima. Chanukah, as the Svarim tell us, is the Hemshech of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Chanukah, therefore, is a Zman Mesugel for the Ma'apola of the Umos, for the Ma'apola of Yishmael, in particular, who's trying to prevent us from reaching this level of Gan Eden, this reach. That's what do Yishmaelim say? Lahavdil Elif Havdolis. You can't even say such a thing, but B'derech Remez, that they're going to get their Gan Eden, what they perceive as Gan Eden. The suicide bombers are going to get Lahavdil Elif Havdolis Gan Eden, what they think Gan Eden is. They're going to go to Kedem. They're going to go somewhere, but that's not where they're going, though. So the same parasha that begins with the Ma'aras HaMachpelah, which is the Pesach of Gan Eden, which is Kedem, Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Eden Mikedem, which is Bereishis Milakadmin, Bereishis, where the Or HaGon is revealed for the first time, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, which is Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach, Oiroi Shel Chanukah, that will be totally revealed with the downfall of Yishmael, the Golus of Hesach Hadas, the Golus of which defies logic, which the only way to combat this Golus is the Hamaskil Bo'es Hahi Yidon. There's nothing to say. You can't say anything. There's nothing to say because there's no Havana. We don't understand. The Tachlis, however, is eventually we will come to Yediyas Hashem. The amount of psukim in Parshas Chayesar is 105, and the siman to remember is the word Yehoyada. Yehoyada means knowledge of Hashem. In fact, some of the children of the B'nai Midyan here, you have Elda'a, which is a remes to Kael Deya. The Rambam writes at the end, the last Se'if of Hilchus Melachim, where the Rambam talks about Mashiach, the Rambam ends off that the whole goal of Yemais HaMashiach is that then everyone will know Umala Haaretz Deya Es Hashem, Kamayim Layam Mechasim, Kikulam Yedu Oisi. In this world, the highest level we can reach is Amunah, which is Lamaylam and Hadas. Tachlis Hayadiyah Shalene Do'acha. The schar, though, is that we will know. The schar is Gan Eden, is there we will experience Da'as. Choneinu Mayitcha Chochma Bina V'Da'as. There we will have the knowledge, we will know. And that's why Parshas Chayesara, which is the end, where Avraham Avinu comes to fulfillment, Avraham Avinu's Petira, Sarah's Petira, the Petira of a Tzaddik, it's Yadua that if you're in the same room when a Tzaddik is Nifti, you receive Pishnayim like Elisha with Eliyahu, like the Chassam Sofer writes, that he was so upset that he wasn't there when his Rebbe passed away, when Nosson Adler was Nifti. He said if he would have been in the room, he would have been Zeichet to Pishnayim. This Shabbos, we can all be Zeichet to Pishnayim from Avraham Vizara, because we live through, we read this week about Misas Avraham and Misas Sarah. They completed their lives. Yodeya Hashem Yemei Simimim. Complete. Shnechai Yisara Kulan Shavim L'Toiva. This is a metaphor to the end of time. When we reach B'Shleimus, when Ikvus of the Mashiach comes to an end, and Al Pnei Kol Echov Nofol, and we are Zeichet to V'Hamelech David, and V'Ela told us Yitzchak, so the amount of psukim is hinted in the word Yehoyada. We will be zeichet to Deya Es Hashem, to understand, to comprehend. All the questions will be answered. It'll pay off. The silence now will pay off then, because then everything will make sense. Just like after the Akedah, Avram understood, everything made sense, despite that on his way to the Akedah, nothing made sense, but he was quiet. Here too, Avram understood, by Misa Sora, Shnei Chaye Sora, she was supposed to be Nifta now, and that this is Pesach Gan Eden. If it's Pesach Gan Eden, it's worth Arba Meis Shekel Kesef. Oivel Asoicha. This is Pesach Gan Eden. Chanukah, which is in Kislev, we experience this level, this Gilui of Eir HaGon, is this Gilui of Pesach Gan Eden. And of course, the hope is that it doesn't go away when Chanukah is over, but that when we experience it, it remains with us, it stays with us. And that we should all be zeichet to see the Ma'apala of Yishmael al Panei Kol Echav Nafal in the Schus of Torah Shabbal Peh, especially the Medrash says in the Schus of Limud HaMishnayis, which is Torah Shabbal Peh, we will be gathered from Golos. The Pasuk says in Micha, Ki Yisnu Bagoyim Ata Akapzeim. So the Medrash says Yisnu is from Lashon Tanu, Tanu Rabban. And when we learn, when we, especially Torah Shabbal Peh, Mishnayis, what Lamed Vav Mesechtas, will be zeichet to Kibbutz Goliyos. Misham Yekabetzcha is Begamatria Talmud Bavli, which is also equal to the words Vahuyihi a Pera Odom Yodai Ba'Koil V'Yad Koil Boy. We can combat the Pera Odom Yishmael, where the Nitzitz of Torah Shabbal Peh was at the beginning, which later is revealed in Reish Lakish, and in Yisra HaYishmaeli with the Halacha of Amoini V'Lay Mayavis, which is the Halacha of Torah Shabbal Peh. We should be Zeichet to the revelation of Ner Chanukah of the Ur HaGonis in Torah Shabbal Peh, and the Schus of our being quiet, despite that we have a lot that we'd like to say, Mishma Veduma Umasa will be Zeichet Chadad Vesem Yitur Nafish Vakeitma, which is the Gematria Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, where it talks about Mashiach, Lo Yosser Shevet Mi Yehuda Mechaikit Mi Bein Raglav. That's the Gematria Chadad Vesem Yitur Nafish Vakeitma. We should be Zeichet to the revelation of Malchus Beis David, Al Pnei Kolech of Nafol, and to a Chanukah Sameach, and to his Galus of the Ur Hagonas in Chodesh Zu. Chodesh Kislev. Chodesh Kislev is the Gematria of Mashiach ben David. We should be zeichet that when Kislev already comes, we already have the Geula with us. In the Heir of Yomeinu, it should be immediately.